交俾副主席帮我帮我 check 好嘛？咁就我要出去 check 一 check。
OK 啊，下个议程就是议程六，2007年度警务工作计划，湾仔警区。文件咧系27，或者请坐咗喺度几个钟都未发言嘅 John Cox 讲下嘢。Yes, your turn. You've been sitting there for too long. We're going to wake you up.
As usual, at the start of the year, or close to the start of the year, sorry, it's March already, I will table the Wan Chai District plan for the coming year. This plan is modelled on the Commissioner's annual policing priorities, and it's very similar to last year. In fact, I think you'll find it quite difficult to spot the differences. I can highlight that we are still pursuing very much the same kind of priorities as we did last year, and they're the obvious ones. Violent crime, emphasis on domestic violence, and our local area issues of entertainment venues. I've added that in. That's not particularly one of the Commissioner's priorities.
Yes.
Of course, triad and youth gangs remains a priority. And thirdly, quick cash crimes and the theme from the Central Fight Crime Committee of mind your belongings.
Yes. Okay. Good.
I think there are more or less the other ones are subservient to that. The fifth point would be, of course, of concern to District Fight Crime Committee on drug abuse, particularly by young persons. I think that, that more or less wraps it up. If any members have got any questions, I'm willing to answer any questions.
Thank you,
take
John.
Comments.
唔知大家有冇提问？Steve，
我系感谢云仔系警务处嘅，因为睇啲数字就系喺湾仔区咧，似乎嗰个罪案咧同嗰个都似乎系好少嘅。咁呢点即系我相信系警务工作都系做得好啦吓，咁或者咧系记录罪案啦。多谢主席。
好多谢。咁破灭罪行委员会都做得几好嘅。
我哋财委员会我唔记得咗，对住，因为财委员我忘记咗。
咁其实我有第二样嘢要问一问阿 John， 因为头先上嚟嘅时候我都同佢提过，正式讲一次啦。就我有少少唔明白咧，即系点解咧？警方咧嗰啲铁马咧成日都要等喺嗰、那个嗰条系出又
未搬咩？上次你讲过
搬咗噶啦，但系咧最近又有批新嘅等喺度。咁、
okay.
因为咧其实譬如我哋都同意咗喺即系附近嗰个公园啦，即係入境處的公園個通風槽後面是可以擺鐵馬，還有其實下低水星大廈呢都個馬路都很闊的，其實也不需要把鐵馬搬上搬落，為什麼要等在天橋呢？我不是很明白，還有即是真的希望警方考慮即搬回落個地那裡，因為那個天橋很窄的。謝謝主席。
好 John，
Could I, we spoke very briefly before the meeting on this.
The question was, why didn't you build
location?
Areas? Yeah.
That location is the bridge, footbridge. When we walk to Mercury House and Art Center, that's
so
a very small one.
Fenwick Street.
I don't understand why they're always there.
Now we had we had barriers on there before, and you mentioned it, and they were moved.
Yeah, I remember.
I double checked it myself that day. They were moved, and we went, and they were taken to the agreed storage areas, as you mentioned. But in the meantime, I don't know when you look or when you saw this yesterday. In the meantime, we've had a need to put those barriers back on the bridge for use for a particular public procession. As you're probably aware, from past experience, we need to make sure that some types of protesters don't have access to the dangerous parts of the bridges and turn the protest into a threat to jump from the top of the bridge, as we had on Hennessy Road last year.
Yes.
So we're very sensitive to that kind of potential threat to the law and order situation in Hong Kong. So we have a plan. Whenever we have a procession coming through, going over the footbridges, or sometimes on Hennessy Road, going under the footbridges, we will put the barriers back and we will put them out and make sure that the usage of the footbridge is maintained for what it is built for. and not for protest activities.
Okay.
However, it takes time to get them out, and it takes time to take them back out, back again to the storage area. I hope that members can understand that it will take a few days for my workmen and private contractors to move the barriers en masse back to the storage areas. I will check on why they're still there, how long it will take, and make sure that we are vigilant to reducing the inconvenience that those barriers cause on the footbridges. I don't want them there on a permanent basis. They're not to be stored on tops of on the footbridge carriageways.
Yeah, I understand why it's on O'Brien Road footbridge, but not Fenwick Street.
There's a fairly regular procession held by the Right of Abode Seekers.
Yes, yes.
Usually gather at the Immigration Tower Garden and they go to Central. And that's the footbridge that they use to cross from the north side of Wan Chai back over to Hennessy Road. They don't use the O'Brien footbridge. They use the Fenwick Street Bridge.
Carly.
我有一個比較是 general 的問題啦。 咁就呢個計劃，我哋想問一問咧，咁我哋個警力個人數係點樣咧？咁而喺即係呢度寫咗個計劃上面咁多項啦，咁就有行動啊，亦都有一啲嘅防止啊，有啲即係宣傳教育啊等等。咁即係你嗰個分配嘅警力嘅人數或者咩，用咩嚟量度？即係點分配咧咁？
John, you have enough manpower. How are you going to deploy them?
It's a very difficult question to answer in just a few words. I have a resource of manpower at my ready disposal on a daily basis, 24-hour coverage for everything that we need to do. Don't forget, these are only our priorities. We have an infinite number, endless number of things.
We know you have a difficult job.
And we deploy the resources to the needs as we see them on a daily basis. It's constantly changing. I can't say that we have, you know, X number for this and Y number for that, because I have to balance things depending on what we foresee will happen at any particular time.
Okay. Carly.
只是一個簡單的pattern是怎樣? Based on past performance, I'm not talking about planning for the future. I know there are circumstances that you can't really foretell. But based on past experience, what sort of pattern was it?
John?
Carly, I'm not too sure of what you're going towards here. The pattern of crime or pattern of
how are you going to deploy them? I guess what's the percentage of the police officers on the street?
I have to go down to some basics here then. And say that I have on the uniform side of things, I have patrol subunits are deployed on a 24-hour basis, and each of the subunits covers an 8-hour shift, plus they're going on and going off, plus because there are four units, we cover the three shifts, and then we have a reserve factor because we have four units. On top of that, I have a task force, which also in uniform, and I can deploy them on a very flexible basis to cover what we think are the crime problems. There's burglaries at night time going on at the moment, so we deploy more to night time. Next week it might be we've got robberies, or we've got a large procession I need more manpower for, and we deploy them for that. I have officers who are deployed on traffic duties, and that normally the traffic duty is restricted to daytime and evening time, not through the night. And then I have plainclothes duties who go out and do anti-triad work, and they do a lot of work in the evenings and night times rather than the daytime, which is when we foresee that that's when we have triad problems and activities in those entertainment venues, and have a unit that deals with licensing, and they go out and checking the licenses and things like that. So is that more or less what you're after, Carly?
Well, okay, all right. I got a feeling that the majority of your work is operational and education, crime fighting, and so on are peripheral works. Am I right? I just want to get a feel.
Okay, all right. I've concentrated on the operational side. I thought that's what you're after. I think you'll also see as part of my policing priorities that the... Yeah.
Prevention work.
Yeah, about prevention work and the work of the community and relations office in organising activities through the district fight crime committee and using the junior police call, reaching out to the community for their assistance in fighting crime in many different ways.
Satisfied? Yes. Okay. Anything else? 大家有沒有問題? Oh, 沒問題. Thank you, John. Why don't we go to the next item? 我們去第二個議程嘛。議程